Okay. Good morning, everybody, or good afternoon. I hope the time wasn't a big problem. Okay. We moved the clock already here in America, so it was a little bit took a minute to hop that the clock is different. Okay. We saw last time we saw the Perek dealing Perek Dalet dealing with all of the inyanim of the two mahalchim in the Bria, the mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the shmir of the Seder HaKayim, and the inyan of doing more. In other words, we had the mitzvahs leisa says are to preserve what's there, the tzuras adam we spoke about, and the mitzvahs essay are there to move a person ahead, and so on. This is very, very, this is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah the Brishon, le'avdo le'shamra. There were two inyanim yesodiyim, which are the basis for all of Avodas Adam. There's le'avdo le'shamra. Le'shamra is to preserve whatever is there. The le'avdo is to develop it, make it go further. You have on the one hand, you have a chazal, which you have a pasuk, which says redu aretz. There's a din of to be kovish to aretz to do. On the other hand, you have a chazal that says he took him around to all ilanis and he said ten dait to choshlo to kalkalas elami ru. What kind of olam yafai created ten dait choshlo to kalkalas elami? I once heard a drasha from somebody, which I thought was kind of a apikarsis, even though this person was extremely, extremely from. Somebody spoke at a chasen. I don't know who the chasen is. The chasen is the present day Mir Shiva. Somebody spoke at a Shabbat brachos of his, and he said over the chazal of Tendayit Chashad Kalkos Elami, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need you to do, to build, accomplish. Just don't ruin whatever's there. This person was a young man, and he said it with a very frum tone of voice. He was coming from a very frum place. I think that kind of is apikarsis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us, you're right, the avdol l'shamra. But l'shamra is half of the picture. If a person spends his time l'shamra without l'avdol, then he's not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. Akupanim, that's the love of the Shamra, and it makes a lot of sense, and it's and that's the Perek. I want to go off on a tangent with that Perek and go a step deeper into it a little bit. I guess a shtickle the under the yomba. There is two inyanim that a person should not be mekalkel what there is, and that a person should do further, the etzim are rooted in a very, very deep place. It says, Vayetza Shem Elokim es ha'adam, the first time that you have the name of Havaya Elokim, and the name of Havaya Elokim is called Shem Molei al Olam Molei. That's what Chazal say. Kadosh Baruch Hu put down a Shem Molei in Olam Molei. In other words, Havaya is not the fullness, it's not a Shem Molei. The Shem Molei is Havaya Elokim. That's the Shem Molei. So what exactly is the Shem Molei? What exactly is Havaya Elokim? It was Elokim till this point, and then it's Havaya Elokim. So the name Havaya, it says, Ani Hashem, Ani Havaya Leshinisi, Ve'atem b'nei Yaakov lekelisim. It's a pasuk we're going to learn actually in this week's Haftarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I am Havaya and have not changed anything. I have not been changed in any sense. And you, Klal Yisrael, will never be destroyed. In other words, if we're to ask ourselves, where is the nekuda of immutability in the Bria, the answer would be in the Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya does not take any Tosefes or Megros. The the Ibn Ezra says that he gives four distinctions between a name and a proper name versus a descriptive name, and he says it doesn't take on any netiah. In other words, you can't say Avrami, meaning my Avram. You can say Avrami, being cute, but Avrami does not mean my Avram. And if I have five Avrams in my class, I cannot say Avramim. It doesn't take on a Rabim. It doesn't take anything, because each Avram itself stands by itself, and it does not take on any type of change within that name. So there's nothing I can put into the name that will change it. As opposed to Elohim, which is a Lashon Rabim of Kael, Elokei Avraham, which is possessive. I can't say Avrami, my Avram, but I can say Elokei Avram, because Elohim is a very different type of Shem. So Havaya is a Shem Etzem, and therefore it has no change, and it's immutable. Elohim, we find Tnu Oz Elohim. You add Koyach Kaviyachot Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Avodah Tzarech Gevoya, the way it's phrased in the Rishonim a little bit later on. In other words, there is the ability to add Tnu Oz Elohim, Tzuri Larech Hateshi, all of the descriptions where Avodah Adam makes a change that is rooted in the Shem Elohim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us with two names. He comes to us with a name of Havaya, and Havaya is Ani Hashem L'Shinisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not changed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is immutable, and nothing happens other than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done. And then there is the Shem of Elohim, which is a Shem that allows for change. It's both ways. Something that's immutable can't become spoiled and can become improved. Something that is open for change can become better, and Chazal can become mekulkel. Those are two separate anhugs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave one anhug in the world where whatever we do makes a difference, and one anhug in the world that we do where there's makom avodah. The place where this is most deeply rooted is in the stira between Yediyah and Bechira. Yediyah and Bechira, there's the Arizal, when he speaks about Yediyah and Bechira, his answer to Yediyah and Bechira, to the story of Yediyah and Bechira is, he says, up to a certain point, up to a certain world, is the world of Yediyah, and from that point onward, downwards, is the world of Bechira. In other words, the Arizal is not answering a philosophical question that they both can exist, because positing that on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that impossibility is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not where he's coming from. So the fact that something is a logical impossibility is not in any way a problem associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a problem in what do we make of it? Do we say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yachol, and therefore whatever I do is meaningless, or do I say everything's up to me? So the Arizal answers, depending which elements you're talking about, up to Atzilus is one thing, up to Atzilus is another thing. That's really, the Arizal's question of Yediyah Bechira is not the stira, the philosophical stira that the Rambam wrestles with. It's the avodah dikas stira. Hey, what do I do? Tachlis. Do I say it's all up to him, or do I say it's up to me? So the answer depends which level of avodah we're dealing with, where we're dealing with. So very, very deep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rooted two hanhagas in this world. One hanhaga of Yediyah, which means Ani Hashem L'Shinisi. In one of the philosophical questions on Bechira is, if Bechira is open, that means that when I choose, something kaviyachol changes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that by definition, something is changing within something. It's not shayach that I can make a new decision, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be, it's so that has to, so to speak, register. If there's really a dia, is there not change? Is there real bechira? Is there not change? HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Again, one of those philosophical questions that can't be answered, because it's like doing a calculus problem using non-calculus math. It doesn't work. That system does not fit it. And that's the point of the people arguing for philosophers. Philosophy is a wonderful, wonderful mahalach for those things that philosophy fits for. Those things philosophy doesn't fit for, it can't work. It's just like the problems in calculus can never be solved in any other system. It's not built for that. That's it's very simple. So b'meila, the same question of yediyah, I don't know, but tachlis, that mahalach of yediyah is the mahalach of where this comes to an end. This is the nem havaya is shayach to yediyah, the nem alekim is shayach to bechira. Adam, when he was created, vayetz Hashem alekim sa Adam, that was shemale olamale. That's where you had the first chibur of yediyah bechira. Meaning, both of these inyanim are shayach together. And I want to talk about this a little bit. It says, let's go to something, I guess, which is in Yana Deyemedik, in terms of these two mahalchim coming together. Geula is a process of Ani Hashem v'ita achishena. I will make the geula to come be'ita, and achishena, I'll make it come more quickly, which is an oxymoron if you ever said one. I'll be ready early, exactly on time, is an oxymoron. So Chazal say, zocha lo zocha, be'ita and achishena, you know, v'zach not zocha. Chazal are not being oika, the psukim from, are not being oika the psukim from the mashmausam. Chazal are telling you what these two mahalchim are, but the pasuk stands exactly, and I'll explain in a minute. Nominally to us, geula is either one of the two ifanim. It's either beito or achishena. In Chazal are telling us in halacha lemaisa, it certainly isn't either or. We tell Kol Yisrael, you know what? At the end of Sheish Alafim, there's going to be a geula no matter what. And if you do tshuva, take it from Yad, there'll be geula. So in our world of Lamaisa, it is an either-or situation. We don't have an understanding of both. But in Golos Mitzrayim, it says, it's very interesting. Two schusim are mentioned. One is Shaleshinu, Shaleshinu as Leshainam, Shaleshinu as Shmam. The Malbushim actually says only, doesn't say it quite clearly, even though by Chassidim it's a very big ikar. But Lemaisa, the Leshinu as Shmam and Leshainam, that seems to be a very ikar halach of not being Mishana. Now, let's talk a little bit. There's our Sameach here, fasting our Sameach. He says, 347, could they put the mute on? Or, I don't know if I can. If you just mute. Okay. Like a pardon. Yeah, if you can mute 347, 45, you can just put the mute on. Okay. The mahal of not being mishane, it means, so Samech Yes, Meshchav Me'es, Klal Yisrael was kicked out of Yisrael because of Yisrael. Yisrael is a very, very chomedic inyan. But, you know, so Lestinas, Leshenem, Zalbushem, and so on, is not so chomer. I mean, okay, it's a wonderful thing, and there's a lot to be said about how wonderful it is to keep the lesson. But you can't say that this is an hagga that will overcome and override anything else. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, why is there? But the Samech says a very interesting verse. I don't know who. Whoever's on phone number 347-452-1729, if I can ask, just put the mute on. And okay. So all that Indian is not such a great. Samech says a phenomenal chiddush. He says it in the psukim, and he says like this. He says the Kaisal is two tkufis, the tkufa of blossoming and the tkufa of preservation. When Kaisal is in Golas, when Kaisal is in Eretz Yisrael, with the Beis HaMikdash, fully doing Avodah and doing everything that they can, then the Mahalach is a Mahalach of accomplishment. When Kaisal is in Golas, depressed, and so on and so forth, holding on and preserving is what's needed. It's a phenomenal, it's in Pashas Boy. I think Zara Adam Lois, Loises. It's actually something, I guess, as a side remark, it's one of the things that supports Reb Noach Weinberg's halachs. He would push a lot to make a lot of effort just to keep people in the fold, just they should stay Yiddish, they should stay connected. And you always wonder, I mean, eating sufganiyot on Hanukkah is not one of the mitzvah's essays, according to most money on mitzvahs, coming to some sort of Jewish events. But there is a moment that in a matzah where Klal Yisrael is kind of out, when Klal Yisrael is in Golus, they're not actually, their avodah is preserving. So one chazal is a Kaddish Baruch Hu who was looking for a mitzvah. They needed a schus to get a mitzrayim, and therefore he gave them dam mila and dam bris. So which one is it? So, this chazal never steer, obviously. There's yesh v'yesh. But the point is really, these are two different types of inyanim. There's the inyan of the avdol l'shamra. There's the inyan of doing inyanim that are positive for it, and it's doing inyanim that are just preserving what is. And two mahalchim, the be'ita and akishena, are both of them inyanim that need to be there. There is no be'ita. The Maral says, if you don't preserve what you have, there's not even be'ita. Because, yes, how could, if Kaisel would have sung in Shaitum, it would have been a gula, either was Avtacha. So Maral says that the Avtacha was to be Goel Klal Yisrael, not to create a new nation. Had they entered the Nun Sharetuma, they would have disappeared. So just like the Moshel, if somebody assimilates out and marries a Goya and his kids are Goyim, so that's it. There is nobody left over. I come on, those are two yarn. The when we talk about, so let's go back to the two inyan together. So we have two inyan. We have Yedi and Bechira. You have, we can bring the Gula through Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it because there's a Kates. The word Kates means that's pre-designated time and so on. There's a Mahalach of Be'ita Chishena, and in the Gula we see it in Chishev HaSakates. Baruch HaMakom Shechishev HaSakates. Baruch Shevach Techosei. What does it mean, Baruch Shevach HaSakates? Baruch Chishev HaSakates. What does Chishev HaSakates mean? We went out early. The answer is the godless of Geulas Mitzrayim was that it was a chibur of both in Yanim. On the one hand, we would have sunk into Nun Shaar Tuma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hurried it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we couldn't do it. But it fits a Kates. In other words, there's a cheshbon of Abami Ashana where it actually fits. If you start with Yitzchak and so on. Chishev HaSakates means HaKadosh Baruch Hu rerouted the Kates, so to speak, using modern ways terminology. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rerouted it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to be Mechaber, the Kates, with an Achishena. Because on the one hand, And like we spoke last time, the maila of having something of go along with the mahalach of kates, of leshamra, of kvias, all those inyanim, is that it becomes permanent. Anything that is extraordinary, by definition, doesn't last long. The Rambam says, it's the Rambam Aravuchim, that any nes that Kadosh Baruch Hu did that's beyond Teva can't last. The shorter it lasts as short as is necessary and disappears. Any nes that's mitzad de mahal chibriya, in other words, the Maisa Hashem that's mitzad de mahal who we call Teva, that lasts and that's permanent because that's something that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts into the Bria, so to speak. So mahalchim that are extraordinary don't last. It's only the mahalchim that become part of the Metzias. Chishev Asakets is the extraordinary haga that's parallel to Havaya Lekim. It's a Shem Mole. It's a Shem Shalom and Olam Shalom that you have a Shem Mole and Olam Mole that you have the chibur of both mahalchim together. So the and if you take a look at the Ramchal, the whole Das Tvunis is really meyused on these two mahalchim, the mahalach that he calls of yichud and mishpat. Yichud means a Kadosh Baruch Hu doing things exactly he wants to do it, and mishpat means a Kadosh Baruch Hu doing it with a feedback mechanism, kefi erech our meisim. Now, the Rambam and the Ramchal explains by Riches Gedol LeMoed the differences in Guzan Haggis and how they act differently and so on. The one thing that he says is at the end they both come together. The two mahalchim come together and somehow we realize that it was the Kates and it was the Achishena. If we would tell it to us, we would say, well, it's impossible. Correct. We have a glimpse of that, of Chishev HaSakeitz. There was a clear Kates of Avraham Hashana. There was a clear Achishena, but the Achishena changed the Chishev of the Kates, and it was now a Kates. It did fit the Kates, and it was because of Achishena. The Achishena kilu changed the way the Kates would be, but it would have Hashem Kates and a Mahalach of a Kates. That's something we have some idea of what that means. Al Kapanim. So the Mahalach of Geula, the real Mahalach of Geula, is the two together. It says V'omdu Raglo V'yemahu Kaviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu. Well, it's Mashiach in the pasuk Kadosh Baruch Hu San Hagis. A person when he's walking, there are 2 feet, and the 2 feet are never together. In any mahalach, the feet, 1 foot is ahead, 1 foot is behind. It has a lot of deeper meaning to it. But akupanim kefir kenu, it means in mahalchim we have a discrepancy, and it's never the same. When you come to your final stop, that's when the 2 feet come together. So in the Geula, the two mahalchim of Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria are these two mahalchim of Beit HaChishena. The world is moving towards a predetermined space, and that's the Beita. That's the mahalach of Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. That's the mahalach of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yediya. And then there's a mahalach of our Avoda. And everything's up to us. That's idea. It's not predetermined. We can change it. We can be achishana. We can move it ahead if we want, and so on. Those two mahalchim, as long as it's not the end yet, it is a discrepancy, and we don't actually have any way of reconciling it because they exist. They exist as hanhagas of Kadosh Baruch Hu independent. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them independent on Haggis, he put them down in the Bria as two independent on Haggis, we have no way of reconciling the two. When those Mahalchim become reconciled at the end, the Negula, then both of them somehow snap together. Akapanim, just summing up. So this inyan here that the Maral discussed in this perek about the two inyanim, the inyan of teva, and which the mela implies just on our part conservation, what there is, and the mahalach of our ability to move things forward, to change things, those are rooted in the deepest shroshim of the Bria, in our Kaddish Baruch Hu putting down two shemes to lead the Bria, Havaya and Elikim. Havaya we think of as being a higher shame than Elikim. It is, but it's not a shame mole. The shame mole is Havaya Elikim. That's the shame mole. If you'll take a look at the Sidurim, the Svadis, the Eidos HaMizrach Siddur tends to have, a lot of them have Havaya and Elikim sort of, the Havaya Elikim, Havaya Nadvas, interspersed between each other, very, kind of, it looks kind of strange, but they have it like that. The Shiluv of the two Shemus, the Chibur of the two Shemus, is the fullness of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world. So long as we are Oivdei Hashem, we see it, so long as we're still in the Mahalach and haven't reached destination yet, we see them as two separate Mahalachim. What Hashem wants and what we accomplish. They're a steer to us. They don't always go hand in hand. The Bechira allows for destruction, Chas v'Shalom, and we don't, we don't see, it looks like we could destroy what we have. And that's, and whatever Mahalchim we say, Ashayach T'Yidiyah, don't leave us with any real options of doing it. When the day comes that the Om Duraglo B'Yamahu, when the day when the walk is over and we've reached destination, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will once again be Megala himself as a Shem Shalem, Shem Malay, and Oila Malay. And we will be Zeichet to the Chishev, our Chishev the Kates, when we'll see the Mafreya that both it was predetermined, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding on to us all along, and it was an Avodah that brought it about. Be'itach Hishem. How that's possible, because Hashem will find out. Like upon him, we have a minute or two, and any questions, any points anybody wants to make? Yeah.
I was only taught that I was taught that the tachlis of the world is based on us having bechir. What would bechal be the point of creating a world with an hagah of yediyah of which that's independent of our actions? What's the tachlis of such a bria?
Our bechira, the pyramid is different. Our bechira is rooted in gilu. The tachlis of our bechira is gilu kvod shemayim, and b'meila, bechira is a very strong way to megala kvod shemayim, but it's only a branch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being megala himself. So there is a purpose. The ultimate Gila HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted is when Nivroim are Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzaratzmo. But our Bechira is only a branch of a deeper Shirish. Okay, so the next Shem, Metz Hashem, will be here sometime. Whenever I have to look up, when I don't know when Shirish is, but whatever it is, we'll the first Sunday in the year, Metz Hashem. Okay, Chag Kasher V'Sameach, Kol Tov.